I'm Bill Littlefield. Coming up on Only a Game, if everybody had an ocean, or at least a very large lake, and they all dressed warmly, they could surf in the winter. But first, I'm joined by Charlie Pierce for our look at the week's news. Hello, Charlie.
Hey, Bill.
According to a list compiled by Sports Illustrated, Roger Goodell is the most powerful man in sports. Whom did he have to arm wrestle to achieve that distinction?
Aquaman.
I hope it was close.
No, not exactly Aquaman. The top five contain three commissioners. Goodell, David Stern is number two, and Bud Selig is number five. But number 10 is described as hedge fund dude, the generic honor for rich folks, like there are any poor folks on this list, I might add. And the highest-ranking women are number 41, Allison Lewis and Sharon Byers, who oversee sports marketing for Coca-Cola. And trust me, there's going to be hell to pay about that.
Sports Illustrated also presented us with a list of the 10 most powerful people in college sports. Charlie, were you surprised to see NCAA President Mark Emmert at number three rather than, say, number one?
Well, first of all, the actual most powerful person in college sports is some anonymous guy in an alley handing out money in a brown paper bag.
Is it hedge fund, dude?
No, it's not hedge fund, dude. It's entrepreneurial street dude. A very different guy who wants to grow up to be hedge fund, dude. Mark Emmert ranks behind Mike Slive, who runs the SEC, America's third professional sports league, and Jim Delaney of the Big Ten. So this is no surprise at all.
I wonder if we can keep having this much fun as we go down the list of questions. We knew that former NCAA investigators had paid the lawyer of former Miami booster, current convict Nevin Shapiro. Are we surprised to learn that the lead investigator wrote a letter to the judge on Shapiro's behalf? On NCAA stationery?
Can we go back again to why Mark Emmert is only the third most powerful person in college sports?
Because he can't keep track of his stationery.
Because his organization is a joke and he can't even keep track of his stationery.
Lock the supply closet. Yep. You know, rule number one at corporate headquarters.
If you're pretending that you're not hiring a bag man to do your dirty work, it's better if you don't let him use you for a reference, which is pretty much one of the investigators did for Nevin Shapiro just days before he was sent to jail for 10,000 years.
Charlie, it is March, and therefore we have madness in college basketball. This year, madness comes in the form of seeing Kentucky men's basketball and on the bubble, those two phrases in the same sentence. Is Coach John Calipari correct in feeling, quote, disappointed in the job he's done this season?
Well, I don't know. I mean, in reality, they don't have Anthony Jones this year, but it's the same thing he did last year, which is to bring in a whole bunch of new people, play them for 1 year, and then lose them all. Unfortunately, he's going to keep this bunch because the pros aren't going to be drafting many of them. They don't shoot real well. They lost at Georgia, even though Georgia shot 36%. They don't play very good defense. They foul a lot. And frankly, they are very, very much the model of the modern major bubble team.
Chicago Bulls star Derrick Rose has been cleared to play for the first time since he underwent surgery to repair the ACL in his left knee last May. But he's not quite ready to return just yet. Why not?
Well, he's not going to come back until he can, quote, confidently dunk off his left foot.
Mm-hmm.
This seems to be a rather specialized skill, but apparently this is the way he's measuring whether he's recovered or not.
The NBA has announced the Houston Rockets will face the Indiana Pacers in the league's first preseason game in the Philippines in October. Also on the schedule are games in Spain, England, Chinese Taipei, Brazil, and China. Boy, somebody's going to rack up an awful lot of frequent flyer miles, eh?
Yeah, well, Philippines is great because Philippines have had really wild professional basketball for years and years and years. I talked to a friend of mine who subsequently passed away, but who played professional basketball in the Philippines, and they bet on everything, and they bet in the arena. And they bet on propositions like whether the American on your team will outscore the American on the other team in the fourth quarter. So your team can be leading by 90 points, and one of its fans can come down and start screaming and waving a knife at you because you haven't outscored the other American, and he's going to lose, you know, 10,000 Filipino pieces of currency.
Baseball savvy listeners pointed out last week that we failed to discuss the ongoing World Baseball Classic.
Did they think that was an accident?
Well, my producers claim the whole thing is a bit of a bore. What do you think of White Sox first baseman Paul Konerko's proposal to get more major leaguers involved in the WBC?
Well, he wants to move it to July, but what does that do to the All-Star game? I mean, does he have a plan? I mean, or do we just not have the All-Star?
He hasn't told me.
I mean, no, seriously, because you are the 51st most powerful man in sports. You're barely missing out on the list.
I think we're an entry. I think it's 51 and 51A.
Like am I 51A? Excellent. I'm the one going off at 25-1.
Yeah, but the people
No, but seriously, this removes the All-Star game pretty much. And I guarantee you that if baseball management doesn't like the World Baseball Classic at the beginning of the season, it's going to hate it in the middle of the season.
New York Yankees closer Mariano Rivera will retire, Charlie, but not until after this season. His career is clearly something worth celebrating, but are we ready for yet another farewell tour?
Well, for this guy, I think we are. This is the best there ever was at his job, and a man of great class and great dignity. And I think he deserves a victory lap. I don't know how well he can pitch anymore, but he deserves a victory lap.
And there's also some question about how good the team for which he pitches will be.
Well, because they're starting to fall apart. Now Mark Teixeira is out for 10 weeks with a bad wrist. CeCe Sabathia's injury. This could be a really bad Yankees team.
Golfers, lacrosse players, and pool sharks all got good news this week, Charlie, and it came from the Transportation Security Administration. What caused the rejoicing?
They're going to be allowed to bring their implements of destruction on the airplane now, including, by the way, small knives. And I ask you, Bill, that with all the problems and all the complaints and all the jokes that are made about the TSA over the last years, did you ever hear one person saying, boy, this has really slowed things down. I wish they still allowed knives on the airplane.
Getting back to
the sports thing, okay? I'm a fencer. What does this mean to me?
Oops.
Can I bring my epees on the plane?
No,
I don't think so.
No chance.
Do you know what happens when they find a knot of body cords in my carry-on? This knot of wires they can't understand? I go meet, you know, Wanda with the probe down in the hallway, my friend. This is discrimination at best. And I don't think we should have knives on the airplane.
I just
call me crazy.
Know, if you can bring small knives and pool cues onto the airplane, does that mean you can bring a big bottle of shampoo, too, now?
Probably not. Which means you can't have clean hair, but you can have a Hell's Angels riot.
You can find the sports writing of Charlie Pierce at Grantland, among other places. And, of course, he joins me each week here on Only a Game as well. Thank you, Charlie.
Thanks, Bill.